Hello, all my unstoppably creative friends. I bet you didn't know that the month of May is Small Business Month. That means that every episode of the Unstoppably Creative podcast is going to be dedicated to you as a small business owner. Because you, my friend, even if you're just thinking, I'm just a creative, I'm not really in business, every creative is in business for themselves. So let's celebrate Small Business Month together. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to this episode of the Unstoppably Creative podcast. I'm Leslie, your host. And for those of you who've been listening for a long time, today is Wednesday, and you're probably thinking, wait a minute, doesn't she usually publish on Tuesday? Well, yes, she, meaning me, I usually do publish on Tuesdays, but I have decided to change my publishing day. I'm now going to be publishing on Wednesday. That is for various reasons in my own schedule, but also in the schedule of podcasts. So if you were waiting for the episode to download yesterday, I'm sorry about that. We will now be publishing on Wednesdays. Those publish at 4 a.m. Central Time. That is so that those of you who are early risers, late risers, whatever, it's going to be downloaded whenever you wake up and want to listen to the new episode. But they're going to arrive from now on Wednesday. So I hope that doesn't throw off your game. I did notice yesterday that a lot of you tuned in anyway and listened to some extra episodes, which I was really happy to see. In fact, I want to share with you some of the popular trending episodes from yesterday. So yesterday we had a lot of folks jumping into stepping outside of your creative comfort zone, which was my last episode from last week. Some of you tuned into number 104, which was the high of a new project and how to keep that momentum going. Oh my gosh, haven't we all experienced that, where you're excited at the beginning and then the momentum just kind of fizzles out as you get closer to the end. And then there were also those of you who listened to episode number 103, which was how to not let the holidays throw you into a funk, which I thought was super interesting. That was actually a Christmas or kind of Thanksgiving Christmas episode from last year. So I love that some of you, that was one of the trending episodes today, or yesterday rather. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, I'm glad you're here with me today, whether you are new or have been listening for a while. I'm really excited to share with you what I have for you today, which we are going to be talking about the five first steps you have to make when you're starting a new project. And actually, this list of five things could also go if you are starting a new business. So if that rings true for you, these will probably apply to you as well. I am going to dive right in this week, so get out your pens and paper and let's get to it. All right, so first step. This is going to be a step that you maybe have not heard somewhere else. This might be a very random step to you, and you might think, Leslie, what are you talking about? That just doesn't sound like really an important step. But in this day and age, this is one of your most important first steps if you're starting a new project or a new business, is once you've decided what the name is, which is probably, you know, step zero, once you've decided what the name is, you've got to reserve the web name and the social names. I know that probably sounds so stupid and like so not important, but it's actually extremely important because you want to make sure that when you are naming this project or naming this business, that there is a web name that you can use, a social name that you can use that is available to you that properly represents your business. Because if people can't find you, it's going to be really, really tough to market yourself. So step number one of these five steps is reserving the web name and or your social media names. Now, for some of you, it might be as simple as simply reserving your web name, meaning your personal name, because you will be a solopreneur, maybe an online entrepreneur, and it's really probably your name that needs to be your brand. So as you're thinking about the name of this project or this business, I want you to make sure that you're reserving that web name and reserving your social handles. All right, step number two is you absolutely must, before you start anything of this nature, whether it be a project or a business, you must get clear on why you are doing this. Why does this particular project speak to you, or why does this business speak to you? This is one of the most important and deepest kind of conversations that you can have with yourself, is to make sure that you are doing this project or starting this business for the right reasons. Now, I don't know what your reasons are. It doesn't matter what I think your reasons should be. This is a very personal journey. And I want you to ask yourself that question of, why am I really doing this? For some of you, it might be because I want to be in control of my time and I don't want to be aligned with somebody else. I want to create my own rules. That's why most entrepreneurs start a business or start a project. As a creative, it's like, I want a project, you know, I want to do this project because it really speaks to me, because I believe in this particular initiative that this story is going to tell, if it's something that you're writing or creating. And so I want you to really, really get in contact with your inner self of why this particular project or this business is so important to you. Because that why, that deeper mission for this project or business is going to carry you through in the tough times. And I can promise you this, my friend, when it comes to creating projects, creative projects, or starting businesses, running businesses, that's hard. And there's going to be tough times. And so you want to make sure that that why is so strong that no matter what, no matter when you're having a good day or a bad one, that it will carry you through. So, quick refresher. Number one, reserve that website and those social handles. And number two, ask yourself why you are doing this project or this business, why it's so important to you. All right, number three. Now, this is a tough one often for creatives, because creatives, we tend to get an idea, we go, I'm going for it, and we don't really think about the financial side of it. We don't think about the accounting. We don't think about the numbers. But absolutely, in your first five steps, you absolutely must look deeply at the financial impact that it's going to take to do this. We tend to vision and go, oh yeah, I'm gonna make millions of dollars. We tend to say, oh, I'm gonna make this much money. But what I want you to get really clear of, my friend, is what money do you have right now that you personally are going to invest in this? Because ideally, if you're starting a project or starting a business, it's gonna take some of your own money. Even if you ultimately get other people to get involved, you gotta have something financially to start with. And so I want you to make sure that you start to get really clear on your numbers and think of this project and or this business from a numbers standpoint. And that's gonna mean making a budget. Now, I know for some of you, you're thinking, I don't wanna make a budget. I don't even do that in my own life. Well, if you don't do it in your own life, I'm gonna highly encourage you to do that too. But for a business or a project, it's absolutely crucial, because especially as creatives, it's very easy for us to get caught up in the excitement of the project or the idea and spend more money than what we really need to, or spending the money in areas that we don't really need to. So, number three, and these five are not necessarily in order, but they are the first five that you must do. But this one in particular is one that I want you to take some time with. This isn't just a moment in time that you say in 5 minutes, oh, you know, I need $5,000 and I'm gonna do this with it. I want you to really think this through, because any kind of project or business that you're starting is going to take some money up front, and you want to be really clear of what you really can afford and what you can't afford and what you can't afford to go into debt. And you just want to really take care of yourself financially when it comes to starting a project or starting a business. So I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. You got to know your numbers. You've got to get it on paper and set yourself up with a budget. All right, number four, man, I am cooking through these. Number four is, and this is a biggie, and this is the one that always works for me, is I want you to put a date on the calendar. That date needs to represent a date on the calendar that's maybe feels a little bit scary to commit to something, but if you could really make that happen by that time, that would be really, really cool. So here's an example. Let's say that you are planning to, your project is a concert or a reading of your new musical that you wrote. I want you to choose a date that is not a time that's like next week. I want it to be a date that is actually doable, but a date that has a little bit of pressure on you. Like maybe you've been working on this, you know, the screenplay or the show, and you're just going to have a reading, and maybe you're going to do that in a month because you finished the screenplay and you're like, hey, I'm going to have some friends over to read this out loud in a month. I just want you to put some date on the calendar. And this date needs to be a date that takes you to the next level, kind of the first scary part of the project, where it's either you're having some friends come over and read it, or maybe it's your first presentation that you're actually, you know, have it, hire a few actors and you're going to present it to other people. Or maybe it's having an art show. Maybe this art show is just, hey, I'm just going to kind of have a garage sale, but with my art. This is one of the things that I'm doing in at the end of June. It was going to be in March, but life happened and didn't happen. But at the end of June, I'm doing a maker's market here in my garage. I might have mentioned here, I rent out, I have a detached garage at my home, and I rent one side out to a person who does pottery and another one who is a woodworker. And then, as I've shared on this podcast, I have started doing furniture flipping. And so we're going to have a maker's market. It's going to be like a garage sale, but it's going to be only the stuff that we have created in my creative space in this garage. And so if maybe there's that you're really excited about, something that you're building, but you need to put a date on it so you have a deadline that you're trying to hit. One that is far enough away that you know you can do it, but also one that feels a little bit scary. All right. So that is number four. And that, by the way, my friend, is whether you're starting a business or a project. You've got to have some date on your calendar that represents like a first big milestone. All right. And then finally, number five. This number five is actually pretty scary because whenever we decide to start a project or start a business, maybe you've started the business before, or maybe this is your first time, telling people about it is one of the scariest moves. You can do a bunch of stuff in the background and not tell anyone. But here's the thing when you do that. If you don't tell anybody about it, there's no one to hold you accountable except you. And so you have to tell people about what you're doing. Now, I'm going to give that a little disclaimer because you don't want to just tell the world about it yet, especially if this is brand new. You are at a place where you're wanting to make sure that you're telling the people who you know will support you. I don't want you to tell everybody and the people that are going to be the naysayers and go, oh, that sounds hard, or you shouldn't do that, or wow, that's scary. No, you are only going to tell the people that you know are going to support you, are going to ask about it, are going to hold you accountable, or just be there to go, man, that's so cool. That sounds so big and scary. I would never do that, but I think it's awesome that you're doing that. You're telling the people who will support you and cheer you on and be there when you open your store or when you have your art show or when you're showcasing your new musical. So those are the five, my friend, and those I'm going to go through really quickly again. Number one is reserve your web name and or social media names. Number two, ask yourself deeply, spend time thinking about why you're doing this. Why is this important to you? This project at this time or this business at this time? And number three, are you set up financially to do this? Do you need to put some money away right away and make sure and have a number that you're able to invest in, because every project or business will require you to invest some of your own money up front? And to be mindful of that and to budget for that, to actually start thinking of this project or of this business as a business, not a hobby, not just this little thing you're doing, but something that needs a written budget to help you meet your numbers. Number four, we said put a date on the calendar, a milestone date that can be that first big scary step after you've started working on the project. Maybe it's as small as, you know, hey, you're going to finish that piece of art and then you're just going to show it to one person on this date. Something that marks it in your calendar as some kind of deadline. And then finally is telling people about it, the people who care about you, who will support you and be excited for you and give you constructive feedback, but they're really just there to cheer you on and make you feel great about what you are doing. So those are my five. I hope those were useful for you. I hope they are things that excite you to go forward with that project you've been thinking about or that business that you've been thinking about. These are five steps that you can apply to anything that you are working toward right now. So now I'm going to ask you to put this into action. What of this list of five things are you going to commit to doing this week? And who knows, maybe you've already done a couple of these and you didn't even realize it, but what's the one thing you're going to focus on making sure that you do not finish out this week without taking that step? Maybe for you, you're already at a place where you're thinking about the financial numbers of your project or your business. Or maybe you're just going to look up and say, hey, what can I call this thing? Oh, here's a cool web name. Or maybe you just want to reserve your own personal name. Like my website is lesliebecker.com. I've had that for years and years and years. Any creative should probably have a website that is their name, But if you are obviously creating a business that's outside of the realm of your own personal name, you want to find that. But what is the step that you're going to take this week to get you closer to going forward full steam with that new project or that new business? All right, that's what I've got for you today, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as I said in the intro, the whole month of May will be dedicated to Small Business Month. So I hope this was a great way to start out your month for you to get your business launched and started maybe by the end of this month. All right, my friend, you have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. And we're going to do this on Wednesdays from now on. All right, bye-bye, my friend.